For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Amos 4 verse 12. Are we there? The Bible says, are we there? Or shall I read for us? Amos 4 12. Amos chapter 4 verse 12. Hallelujah. We'll be looking at last day events throughout today in my sessions. Hallelujah. We'll be looking at the rapture. Many things that had to do with the last day's event, just to prepare us and to get us acquainted with what is happening. Hallelujah. Amos chapter 4 verse 12. Now, are we there? Can we read together? Okay. Yes, ma'am, you can. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto you, prepare to me thy God, O Israel. Hallelujah. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. That is the first of emphasis. Prepare to meet the Lord, O Israel. Prepare to meet the Lord, O Shekinah Encounter Center, O your name. Hallelujah. So our theme for all my sessions this morning, evening, this will be Prepare to meet the Lord, part one. Hallelujah. Prepare to meet the Lord. Prepare to meet the Lord. Prepare to meet the Lord. Many of us, all of us, studied for years in school in preparation for what we are about to do in future. We studied courses year in, year out. We did a lot of tests. We did a lot of exams. Preparation for our future. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Esther was about to meet King Ahasuerus, she was prepared for how many months? Is it a month or years? How long was she prepared? Huh? 1 or 2 years? I can't remember the part. But she was prepared for months, bathing with oil and bathing with perfume, just to meet for the king with one night. Hallelujah. So she prepared. So I want all of us, as we looked at this topic, I believe God will help us. This topic was personally an eye, as I studied personally, it was really an eye opener. I saw a lot of things that really took away some fears that I had. Hallelujah. Some fears that I had were answered. Some, a lot of questions that I never thought will arise, but as I did this study, I got to understand a lot of things, and I believe as I present this information to us, it will be helpful. Hallelujah. There are many things that we used to hear, like words like apocalypse. You have heard words like that, is that correct? Apocalypse generally means the unveiling of event prophesied in the book of Revelations. Unveiling of event. When you read the book of Revelation, Revelation is one of the hardest books in the Bible, that it takes years after being written to be cracked. Even till today, people are still cracking. Till today, there are no conclusions. People have variable views. Some stand on this other extreme, some stand on this other extreme to explain the book of Revelation. But it's called unveiling. Hallelujah. And then there's another word that has to do with the end time, which is called eschatology. Eschatology generally means the study of end times. Hallelujah. The study of end times, the study of end times event. These are all courses in theological seminaries. And then the study of end time. What are really going to happen in the end time, or what is happening? Because everything that is supposed to happen, or everything that will happen, God has written in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So first of all, I will start with the signs of the end time. Matthew 24 from verse 4 to 13. Verse 4 to 15. Hallelujah. These are where the Bible clearly mentioned the signs of the end times. And I want us to look at it, because that will be our focus for today. What will be the sign, hallelujah, that we are in the end of this? Matthew 24, from verse, let's say from verse 1 to 15. Matthew 24, 1 to 15. Hallelujah. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, hallelujah, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? When shall the end of the world be? Hallelujah. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? Hallelujah. Are we following it at all? Yes. And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? These are very, very direct scriptures. And Jesus answered and began to say unto them, take it that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That means the first sign is, many people will come and say, now there are two interpretations to this. Many people will come and say, like somebody will appear and say, I am Jesus Christ. And I used to watch a lot of people on CNN. And then the man say, I am Jesus Christ. I used to see them on CNN, some people talking and say, they are Jesus Christ. And they said, and those people, they'll have a lot of people following them, real life, oh, hallelujah. And that could be the first meaning. The second meaning is, some people can come and say, Jesus Christ is Lord, but they'll still be deceiving people, hallelujah. The second sign is, you will hear of wars, and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That means you will hear of war, and then you will hear of the rumors of wars. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You will hear of wars and you will hear of rumors of war. This will be another sign. Number three. The Bible says, kingdom shall rise against nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be, and ye shall be of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another. Hallelujah. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. But he that shall endure unto the end, that's verse 13 now, the same shall be saved. And the gospel, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Hallelujah. So reading like this long reading I've read are the signs of the end time. Hallelujah. The first, the Bible says knowledge shall increase. Hallelujah. And it is obvious that a lot of knowledge have increased. A lot of knowledge, a lot of people have gotten to know more. Some of the things that our fathers in the faith didn't know. Hallelujah. A lot of revelations has been unveiled, and then we get to know right from the days of Kenneth E. Hagin. Knowledge have increased in this world. Hallelujah. A young boy can easily browse the internet and access multiple information. There is a high level of knowledge increase. And then the second sign the Bible gave us was the preaching of the gospel to every language and every tribe. Hallelujah. That is, we saw that in verse 14, and then Mark 13 verse 10. And then also the other sign that the Bible gave us was high decline in moral decadence. There will be high decline. Hallelujah. They said America has stopped inventing aeroplane. They have started inventing iniquity gadget. Hallelujah. A woman cannot marry a robot and be sleeping with her. This is my husband. This is a robot. It's my husband. Hallelujah. They have invented a lot of terrible things. Hallelujah. Terrible gadget for iniquities. Hallelujah. Iniquity is really on the high increase, on the increase. Nowadays, if you watch, sometimes you watch their, when you see them on the beach, almost naked. Hallelujah. Almost naked. Almost, and Dr. Paul Henry said that he was one day in Sheraton with his son. When a lady passed, the son closed his eye. He was still a very much young guy because the lady was almost naked. Hallelujah. Only the bra and just a skimpy underwear. Almost naked. In America, the thing is high. You see them up to, you can almost see their neck. Not almost, you can see their waist. Walking comfortably on the street. I was like, these people are not human being at all. As in, no iota of shame. Hallelujah. So nowadays, people can easily fall into immorality because you are looking at it in real life. And men fall by sight. Hallelujah. Men sleep with men, women sleep. It's now almost an offense to say that gay is not right. Hallelujah. You can almost say it in America that God, when you say it, I heard of a lady that got a video contract. But then when they stalked her Facebook, she saw that there was one time she posted a video against gay. And then the movie industry withdrew the license. Why would you say something like that? It's a universal world. It's almost an offense to talk about a level of iniquity. That is high decadence. Hallelujah. Children challenge their parents. Parents challenge their children. There is all manner of things. Hallelujah. Number 14, the Bible says that will happen is increase in natural disaster. earthquakes, storms, floods, hallelujah. One of the disasters we have now is this coronavirus, hallelujah. Increase in them. Many die. But the coronavirus has not finished. We have a panther virus, hallelujah. All of them from China. Praise God. Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Thomas, Hurricane John the Baptist, hallelujah. Different hurricane, different bonfires, different all manner of catastrophe, hallelujah, happening. Accident happened and claimed 52 lives. Many natural disasters that are unnatural, hallelujah, are one of the signs of the end time. And then number five is rise in false religions, hallelujah. Rise in false religion. Like I said yesterday, we have over 4,200 religions, hallelujah. 4,200 religions. Just imagine. There's one called Sakao. The man believe in suspension, hallelujah. And that man has over 800 millions. And that one has three, all manners. There's one called Confucianism. Even the name confused, you are confused, hallelujah. Zoroastrianism. Oh, very, very funny names. But in this funny name, they have 700 million followers. Individuum has over, is it 1.8 or 900 million followers? Million people, hallelujah, following them. And Confucian, there are a lot of unbelievable religions. 4,200 of them in this world. Hallelujah. African traditional religion, they have over 700 million people following them. This African tradition that we are doing, 700 million people. Hallelujah. So there are a lot of religions, false religions. Some of them believe in the Bible. Hallelujah. Some of them actually believe in the Bible. But you know, it's just like a car. No matter how good a car is, without the engine, it is useless. Is that true? No matter how good a car is, the engine of the Bible is Jesus Christ. Once you remove Jesus Christ, everything about the scripture is no longer potent. Because you can believe everything here and you don't believe in Jesus, you are not saved. Is it true? You can believe in the Holy Ghost. You can believe in many things. You can believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe in Jesus, which is a central message, you are not saved. Hallelujah. So these are the signs of the end time. And then the Bible says, all the time, and I believe all of us are aware that they are happening. Hallelujah. Another thing about the end time I want us to look at is what we call the book of life. Hallelujah. Revelation 20 from verse 12 to 15. Revelation 20 from verse 12 to 15. What we call the book of life. I believe many of us have heard about it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, hallelujah. Are we together? And the books, that is with us now, we are opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Hallelujah. Now the book of life, clearly from this scripture, is different. The book of life was opened and then books were opened. Then the Bible said the dead were judged from the books. Hallelujah. According to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the dead and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second dead. Hallelujah. Now, what is the book of life? Hallelujah. The book of life is generally the book that contains the name of people that have given their life to Christ. Anybody that has given his life to Christ is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Once you gave your life to Christ, say you confess Lord Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, your name is written in the book of life. You can also see that in Malachi chapter 3 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, and Revelation 3 verse 5. And the way you can be written, the way your name will be written in the book of life, you know, there are many times when I was in campus, I used to pray, Lord, write my name in the book of life. Write my name in the book of life. Don't remove my name in the book of life. Write my name in the book. Personally, I didn't know that what makes your name to be written in the book of life is once you give your life to Christ. There was one time when a preacher preached to us that some people's names were written in pencil. Some people's names are written in biro. Some people's names are written in golden pen. Hallelujah. I never heard someone like that before. You have heard it? Okay, I've also heard it and I believed it. But it's not true. Hallelujah. Once you are saved, your name is written. Nothing like pencil, nothing like biro. Hallelujah. And the only criteria for your name to be removed from the book of life is once you deny Christ. Hallelujah. Once you deny that, your name is written in the book of life. So now the Bible speaks of other books
Theologically, the Bible believes that
There will be other books that will be mentioned or used on the day of judgment. One of the books that will be used is the Bible. Hallelujah. In John chapter 12 verse 48, one of the books that will be used on judgment will be the Holy Bible. John chapter 12 verse 48 will be one of the books that will be used. Hallelujah. John chapter 12 verse 48. The Bible says, He that rejected me and received not my word hath one that judged him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him where? Did you see that? The same book. So in the last day, one of the books that God will use to judge the people will be the Holy Bible. God will clearly bring out the Bible and show us so and so was living and you saw it. Hallelujah. Will be the Holy Bible. And then the other book that will be mentioned there or present there is what we call the Book of Deeds. Hallelujah. The Book of Deeds. Revelation chapter 20 from verse 13 to 14. Hallelujah. And then Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. Hallelujah.
For those of us coming now, we are looking at end time events. Hallelujah. And the topic has been prepared to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are books that were opened, and then there was a book that was opened. Hallelujah. The book of life is the one that contains our life. All of us, if you are saved, your name is there. Hallelujah. Your name is there. And then the other books that will be present there are what we call the Bible. At least we are sure of that. And then the other one, can we have Malachi 3:16? Or Revelation 20 from verse 13 to 14. The Bible clearly mentioned that these books will be present on the last day. Hallelujah. Revelation 20, 13 to 14.
Okay. And then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of what? A book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name. The Bible said that you will say before me that I fed the poor. And the Bible said, where were you? And then God will show you your deed. I remember those movies we used to watch in Sunday school. They will show you that the screen will be there. A screen will just appear. And then all you did will appear. Is that true? I don't know whether it will be a screen. I don't know whether it will be a screen. Or there will be a way that you know. I don't know. It's not captured in scriptures. Hallelujah. Whether it be a screen or only, but many people have gone to heaven, like people like Chunam Thomas, Mary Kay Baxter. These people say that once you are in heaven, you know almost everything that you should know. Hallelujah. Like when you see Father Abraham, you know that this is Father Abraham. Are we together? When you see who? Judas. No, Judas will be in hell. Okay. Hallelujah. No, let me not conclude that Jesus will be in hell. The Bible says after Jesus Christ resurrected, he went to hell and preached. So maybe he converted. Hallelujah. Who are we sure is in hell? The rich man. Hallelujah. The Bible says being in hell, he cried. Is that correct? He's in hell. So we see those kind of people in hell. But when you are in heaven, you will see them and you know this person is. You remember the story of when Jesus was praying and then Moses and who appeared to him? Moses and Elijah. Is that correct? And then when Peter woke up, he saw them, he recognized this is Moses and this was Elijah. Is that true? Now, before that time, there was no picture that we say Moses saw the picture. But somehow, in that kind of atmosphere, you know what is happening. So, there is the book of life is, if you give your life to Christ, your name is in the book of life. Hallelujah. Now, what is the criteria to make heaven? Or what are the requirements to make heaven? There are two criteria that nobody argues about. Number one is salvation. And then number two is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. The first criteria for making heaven is you have to be saved. John 3:16, we have looked at that. Acts chapter 4 verse 12, hallelujah. And then Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 is the one that mentioned about the seal of the Holy Spirit. You cannot make heaven if you are not saved, hallelujah. You cannot make heaven. But the second criteria is Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. And this is the one that a lot of argument have been upon. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. The second criteria that many people, but the first criteria is constant. Hebrews 12 verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, this second criteria is the one that a lot of people argue about. And everybody can prove from scriptures. Andrew Womack's book on righteousness, I remember in that book he said that you can prove any of the stand if you believe that once you are safe, even if you sin, you will still go to heaven. He can prove it from scriptures. And he can also prove that if you are safe and you lose you are in sin, you will not make heaven. So all the stands, all the sight, all of them are using the scripture. Is it true? All of them. People that are preaching once saved, forever saved, and people that are preaching holiness are forever saved. You will not make heaven. All of them are using the scripture. But the issue is, which one is really correct? Which one is really correct? But wisdom will tell you that if you choose to follow this one, whether you miss it, you will definitely get it correct. You will either go to heaven. Is that correct? Let's say you choose the holiness people and you choose to be holy. If it turns out that it was not really holiness, at least you'll still be in heaven. Than choosing the guys that say you can be in sin. If you are in sin, you still make to heaven. And then you discover that after the end, oh boy, you must be holy. You miss it. Is that true? Are you understanding the truth that I'm giving? No, so it's better to just believe in the holiness. Live a holy life. And then I've read a lot of documents and articles that propagate the consequence of sin as a new believer. I say that if you are a new believer and you sin, you will not lose your salvation. What will happen to you is you will lose fellowship with God. You will lose the anointing. You lose many things. I'm not here to argue theological thoughts. Hallelujah. Because I don't have enough. These are things that will never be concluded in God. Come, there are people that will never change their stand. So no matter which one you believe, but I advise for my sake, choose holiness. If the Bible says be holy, if God said be something, that means you can do it. Hallelujah. Choose holiness. Choose holiness. There is no point apart from the fact that your sin is affecting you. Your sin is affecting others. Hallelujah. If you believe the sin is not affecting you, your sin is affecting. If you are a fornicator, what you are doing is you are corrupting the self-image of the people you are sleeping with. You may transfer a disease to them. You may label less. You may present a wrong aura about the church. Hallelujah. So apart from the fact that you may, I don't know whether you really make the heaven or not. I don't have that kind of final knowledge. But it has a consequence. But the first condition is salvation and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So what is the rapture? The next we'll be looking at is rapture. What is rapture? Or when will the rapture happen? Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 13 to 17. And then 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 51 to 52. Hallelujah. Rapture is not a word that is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Rapture is not a word in the Bible. If you carry your search engine and write rapture, you will not find it in the Bible. Hallelujah. But rapture is a Greek word that means harpazul. It means snatching away. Snatching away. It means snatching away. It means caught up with Christ. It means taking away all of the sudden in a twinkling of an eye. And then it is quoting from this word. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. 14, sir. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of God, that word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. 16. We reach to 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. That means God will come from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Yes, sir. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 51 to 52 is where the word rapture was gotten from. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 52. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Yes, 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. That is where rapture is just like a sudden taking away. Twinkling of an eye. It will just happen. Don't like the way you blink your eye. Like this. I've ever seen where they brought light. You almost like, did I just close my eye? Has it ever happened to yours? Just like that. Jesus happened as the last trump. Hallelujah. I've had people say that when they hear the trumpet, they'll just repent. No. You know, hallelujah. You don't repent like that. Hallelujah. So I'll give us some facts. The fact about the rapture is there'll be a sound of the trumpet. A trumpet will sound. Now, will everybody hear the trumpet? Or is it only believers that will hear the trumpet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will everybody hear the trumpet? With only believers hear the trumpet? I believe, I have been taught, only believers will hear the trumpet. Hallelujah. But it is not categorically given in scriptures. Are we together? But all we know, there will be a trumpet. But of course, if all of them will not hear, we are sure that believers will hear. And then number two, the Bible says all of that the dead will rise first. And those of us that are alive will be caught up with them in the air. That means people that are alive will rise, and then all of us will catch up with them in the air, and then we will go. Hallelujah. And then the destination of the rapture will be heaven. Number four, which is very, very important. Can we have 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 on verse 4 to 6? Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5 on verse 4 to 6. Now, please, let us look at this. Praise God. But ye brethren are not in darkness. We're talking about the end of the time. That the day should catch you as a thief. The Bible says Jesus is coming as a thief. But to believers, the rapture should not come as a thief. Hallelujah. Ye are all children of the light. Or children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Hallelujah. Isaiah 5, 9, 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Now, why do the Bible say this? The Bible says the day, no, the hour. Is that what it says? Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Or Matthew 24, 36. Matthew 24, 36. Matthew 24, 36. And then, hallelujah. Bible says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angel of heaven, but my father only. Hallelujah. Now remember, I said that all of us agree that there is year in the Bible, there is month in the Bible, there is day, there is hour, and there is second. Is that correct? Many times when Bible say, I say in the year of so so and so, when God is talking about years, he knows what he's talking about years. When God is talking about, the Bible says, in the second month of this, in the month of this, Uzziah died. In the month of this, Ezekiah, so in the month of this. So that means the Bible is aware of months. Is that correct? Come on, is that correct? The Bible is aware of days. The Bible is also aware of hours. So the Bible says of the day. I have, like I said earlier in one of the sermons, I've listened to Pastor David Egbeli. He's someone of the person in this country that we respect to be somebody that God has gifted understanding on end time event. The man said, he said that Jesus Christ is coming around the month of August, September, or October. Hallelujah. Now he said that you can calculate because the Bible says he will come after the Passover. And the Passover is celebrated in Nigeria calendar and in Jewish calendar is August, it ends in August. And the Bible says he will come after the Passover. So he said that Jesus cannot come in between this period. And then many people have calculated, the Bible says that the church has given 2 years. So there are arguments that you can actually calculate the number of years it will take for Jesus to come. Why will the Bible say that you are not ignorant? We are not like them. Jesus come will not come to the church like a thief because we should know. Because there are some signs that are given in the scripture. Okay, like we read in Matthew 24. When XYZ happen, know that we are at the end of the world. Now, all of us believers, we are pre-prepared and we are aware that rapture is imminent. Hallelujah. But there are people in the world or people outside the world that are not even aware of this thing and they are not ready at all about what is happening. Religions like Hinduism and Buddhism may not be talking about the end time like the church that we are talking about. So most of us are aware. So when the rapture happens, it will not be a surprise to many. Hallelujah. So we are not ignorant like the rest. I don't know. I am not an authority yet in this kind of areas. I am still young. I am still learning. So all I have to say are things I have read in books and the little things that the Holy Spirit has given my mind to understand. And when our fathers have spoken, hallelujah, there are things that I can confidently talk about based on what God has told me. But when it comes to issues like this, I can only echo what I've heard and what I've learned. And then you can calculate and you can almost know when Jesus Christ is coming. Because the Bible says we cannot know the day, nor the hour. Praise God.
Praise God. So no matter what it is, but we know we are the very big. Somebody said that Jesus said, I'm coming soon. Up to now, he has not come. He's not coming anytime. Hallelujah. Some people have believed the rapture has happened. It has not yet happened. Hallelujah. The rapture has not yet happened. Some have said the rapture will happen based on those calculations in scriptures. Say some people say 2053, some 2043, some say some calculated the year. Hallelujah. Some calculated the. For all we know that based on those calculations, Pastor Chris gave his calculation. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris is somebody I respect. And Pastor David Egbele gave his calculation. There are people that have spoken and they say that it's very, 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 very closer than we thought. Hallelujah. And I remember those days we said that Lord, God should not come till after I'm married. Hallelujah. But no matter what, we know it's coming very soon. How many of you have said that kind of thing? You have said it? Ah, all of you are guilty. As you say, when they pray that, I say, God will not come till I marry you. Hallelujah. So these are the signs. And then we have seen it. So if you believe, if you choose to believe in these guys, on these men of God, it is good you listen to them. Hallelujah. I listen to that. The Adeboye also that said that it's very, very, it's far closer than we thought. Hallelujah. Some of them will not come out and mention the year because of the controversy involved. But I believe in scripture, we can actually calculate the period. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So now there are judgments in the Bible. There are three judgments in the Bible. Basically three judgments in the Bible. We have past judgment, present judgment, and future judgment. Now this will help us to understand a lot of things. Sincerely, before this teaching, there were things I didn't know until when I did this study. Hallelujah. And I believe God will help us. Now there are judgments that have already happened. Example of the judgment that have happened is the judgment of Lucifer and his fallen angels. We can find that in Matthew 25 and verse 41. We will not read that because of our time. Isaiah 14, 12 to 14. Ezekiel 28, 11 to 19. Revelation 12, 3 to 4. The judgment of Lucifer and the fallen angels. Matthew 25, 41. Isaiah 14, 12 to 14. Ezekiel 28, 11 to 19, and then Revelation 12 from verse 3 to 4. Hallelujah. Lucifer has already been judged. But in Matthew chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus was casting out a demon. Then the demon said that, have you come to torment us before our time? Hallelujah. Their full judgment or the manifestation of the judgment will happen after the millennial reign. Hallelujah. But they have been judged already. Their destiny and they are doomed. Have been set already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another judgment that has happened is the judgment of man in the Garden of Eden. That is in Genesis chapter 3. Hallelujah. Man has been judged and all of us have been. That is why the Bible says all of us are sinners. Hallelujah. Based on the judgment that he gave to man. Man has been declared sinful. Once you are not yet born again, an unregenerated man has been judged by God to be sinner. Now there is a present judgment that is going on. And the present judgment is done by believers. It's what we call self-judgment by believers. Self-judgment. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 24 from verse 16. Acts 24 verse 16. Self-judgment. Now this is not what we call condemnation, and I will explain. The Bible says Acts 24 16. And then 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. And then 1 Corinthians 11. 27 to 32. Hallelujah. The Bible says, herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience, voice of offense towards God and towards man. And the also Bible also speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27. Say, once you want to take the Holy Communion, the Bible says you should examine yourself, judge yourself, analyze, do I have sin in me? Hallelujah. Is that correct? So there is one that every believer, the Bible says, once you judge yourself, you will not need to be judged. And then he said, judgment will begin at the house of God. Is that true? So sometimes as believers, there is difference between condemnation and there is difference between self-check and self-analysis. Check your conscience. Are you alive? Are you tender? Are you becoming thick and insensitive? Hallelujah. The Bible says, analyze. Are you living in bitterness? Judge whether you are in bitterness. Are you living in malice? When you want to take the Holy Communion, the Bible says, judge, examine yourself. For it says, judgment shall begin more once in a time. Hallelujah. But not many believers don't do that. Hallelujah. But you should sit down and say, judge, I'm how far? Are you becoming more angrier? Are you becoming more easily hot? Are you becoming too edgy? Hallelujah. So this judgment should be ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. Because once in a time we dwindle away. Hallelujah. Once in a time we dwindle. There's a message by Apostle Aaron. If you can listen to it, it's what we call mastering appetite. Hallelujah.
How many of you have heard that message? Master, he said that if suddenly you wake up and you're looking at ladies, brothers, just looking at ladies, say that your solution is 21 days fasting and prayer. See, it will bring your eye under self-control. Say you suddenly look at you are getting angry suddenly, your solution is 7 days prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Say you will tamper that. Is that what he said in those messages? Yeah, is that what he said? Yes, 7 days. It will bring back yourself. So one time, and does this happen to us? Does it happen? Brother, does this happen? After a while, you discover that, oh boy, the sister I bear as you see is no longer the one I'm seeing today. What is happening to my eye? Hallelujah. Is it happening? Yes. Then what you need to do is to check yourself and be sincere and help yourself. Because when you fall, that means you climbed. Is that true? You climb something before you fall down. I can fall down on the ground anyway. Yeah. But naturally, when you fall from sin, that means you built up the loss and it got to a level and then you cannot hold it and then you fall into it. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says that if you look at the woman lustfully and committed adultery with her, you have sinned. Dr. Paul Enenche explained that scripture to mean when you look at a sister, you have calculated her on your bed, calculated her with off her clothes, calculated how you have fornicated already. You know, people do that in their mind. So that if you have gone to that extent, that's what the Bible is talking about. That you are already falling down. You have already done the act. Hallelujah. You know, every man on this world will be a fornicator. Through all years. All of that. Because all of us look at ladies and we like them. When you see if you go ahead, you are attracted. That's why they say ladies should not be sitting in front, especially if they are wearing short skirts. And you expect the man of God to be anointed now. He should not be distracted. No, he's a man. Is that not true? He's a man. Hallelujah. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, the future judgment is the one that's very, very important. Now, how many of us have heard about white throne judgment? You heard about white throne judgment? You heard about the judgment seat of Christ? Hallelujah. I've heard about all those things and I've never understood I remember I was taught about them because I attended Bible school and I was taught about them, but I didn't really understand which one, because the way I was taught it was not really clear. Romans chapter 14 verse 10. Talks about the judgment seat of Christ. Romans 14 verse 10. The Bible says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before what? Before what? The judgment seat of Christ is what they call the Bema. In Greek is what they call the Bema judgment. Hallelujah. Judgment. Now, there are things that will happen in this judgment of Cedar, and I want us to listen to it very, very carefully. This is the striking note. Hallelujah. The first thing is the only people that will be judged in this judgment seat of Christ are believers. After the rapture, and it will happen after the rapture. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 2 from verse 12 to 14. 1 Timothy 6 from verse 18 to 19. Hallelujah. In the judgment seat of Christ, only raptured believers. So, as raptures happen, something else will start on the earth. And then, all of us will be in heaven. I'm talking about all of us. Hallelujah. Because all of us are going. So, when rapture happens, we will appear before God. And this is what we call the judgment seat of Christ. The second thing, what will be the judgment that will happen? The judgment will be that when we appear before God, you now open and say, because before I used to think that, when all of us appear in heaven, then they will check the book of life. Your name is not there. You are Christian. Go back. I don't know you. Hallelujah. No. I've told us earlier on that the book of God, once you give your life to Christ, you are written there. This judgment will be judgment of rewards. Are we together? 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 24 to 25. The judgment for Christians will be judgment of rewards. 1 Corinthians 9:24. 25. It will be judgment of rewards. 1 Corinthians 9:24 to 25. Romans 14 from verse 10 to 12. Hallelujah. And then 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 9 to 14. Bible says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Hallelujah. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it to obtain a corruptible, they do it to obtain a corruptible ground, but we an incorruptible.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 9 to 14. Hallelujah. This judgment is a judgment of rewards. Everything that we have done upon earth, the Bible says we will be rewarded. Hallelujah. So your work will be presented. This is you, XYZ. This is what you have done. This is your reward. Hallelujah. That will be what will be happening at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, Christians was also in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5. And then it will happen in heaven. Now, the positive aspect of the judgment seat of Christ is that the quality of our work will be weighed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 mentioned that the quality of our works will be weighed. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 13 to 15 use the word like hay, wood, clay. Is that correct? Say that if your work is like...
Yes, sir.
Let's have 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3, 13 to 15. The positive way is the quality of your work.
If any man works... Every man work shall be made to manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Out of the blue chamber said that you will pass it, like you carry your work, the work that Jotham by Adam does, put it in fire. Hallelujah. And fire shall try. Fire will be the testing equipment. Just like you test original diamond. Hallelujah. That's what we call carat. Is it carat in diamond? Is it carat or gold? Is it gold? We have carat, say 20. That's the way they rate it. This is 15 carat gold or something like that. That's a rating. Yeah? It's what? Carat gold, right? Alright. We'll get there in the name of Jesus Christ. The reason why I don't understand is because I've not gotten to that level. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll get there. One pastor said that he went to buy a ring for his wife. He said that when he tossed, he said, this one is 50 carat gold. Say it's 350,000. He said, the Lord is good. He said, drop it. And then he went to look for his level. Hallelujah. So this is the level. So that is the way, because the reason why we have carat gold, all of them are in gold, but their qualities are different. Is that correct? So like we have crude oil. The crude oil in Nigeria is of the highest quality. The crude oil in America is overlooked, but all of them are crude oil. So all of our works will be made to pass through fire. A day that declare, because it shall be revealed, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man works abide, which he has built there upon, he shall receive a reward. That means if your work is not quality enough and is burned, God will say, and not smile with you. You can be in heaven. Hallelujah. But even if you need to be a house boy in heaven, it's good though. Is that correct? A house boy in heaven is bigger. There is no king in hell. Hallelujah. But just being in heaven is better. But being in heaven without reward would be more painful. Hallelujah. So your quality of work, negative aspect is if your work is not valuable, your work is not, it will lose rewards. Hallelujah. What are the nature of the rewards? What kind of reward are we going to receive? Now, this was enlightening for me. It opened my eyes. Number one, the Bible says heavenly treasures. Matthew 6:20. And then 1 Peter 1 verse 4. The Bible says there are heavenly treasures. Matthew 6:20. Matthew. But lay off for yourself treasures in heaven. Now, what will the treasure look like? Hallelujah. What do you think will be the treasure in heaven? Anybody have an idea? Will it be gold or silver? I feel it should be something more. Because if it is gold and silver, we have it on earth. Hallelujah. Some people that said, Mary Basta said that the streets of heaven are not really like gold. But the way to explain it in man's terms is gold. Hallelujah. Because that's the only thing we can grasp. So there will be treasure. I don't know what will be the treasure, but there will be treasures in heaven. So that you know that if you have gold now, you have a treasure. The two awards that we'll be having is what we call accolades or commendations. In Matthew 25 verse 21, and then Luke 19 verse 17, what we call accolades. Hallelujah. People will be given titles. Well done, sir. Chairman. Hallelujah. Presido. Bible says Matthew 25:21, Luke 19:17. Hallelujah. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few. I will make thee ruler over many things. And thou shalt enjoy. You are going to be one of the, you will be a ruler. Hallelujah.
You will be a king. Luke 19:17. You are a ruler. You are. You know there are ruler. If you are a ruler, that means there are servants. Is that correct? But there are people that will be ruled over. Even though the rulership will not be like the one on the earth, you'll be another dimension of rulership. But there will be, you will be a ruler. And he said unto him, well done, thou good, because I have been faithful very little, thou have authority over 10 cities. So some people will be given accolades. Hallelujah. Accolades. If you are a president, that means you are in charge of a nation. If you are a governor, you are in charge of a state. If you are a chairman, you are in charge of a local government. If you are a councillor, you are in charge of a ward. Is that correct? So if that means there will be a level of cities, 10 cities, 5 cities, or something like that. And I believe every level will definitely have a name accrued to it. Hallelujah. Somebody like Billy Graham, I don't know what he will be like. How will be his position? Hallelujah. Somebody like me, I don't know. Hallelujah. Number 3, the Bible says there will be special reward for overcomers. Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, and then Revelation 2 verse 11, Revelation 2 verse 17, hallelujah. When we hear stories of people that were burned on fire, people that they were burned, Peter that was crucified over upside down, there will be special reward for them. There is a book I want us to read, if you can read it, hallelujah. The book is called Tortured for Christ. If you want me to borrow you my copy, you can come, I'll borrow you, hallelujah. When you read that book, you read a lot of stories, and then you really appreciate Christianity. Hallelujah. The book was written by Richard Wurmbrand in the days of the persecution of the church. Hallelujah. They were stripped naked, all manner denied Jesus Christ. People that went through that extra persecution, their reward will be different. Hallelujah. Are we together? Their reward will be different. They will be given a space. The Bible says those that overcome will be rewarded. Another reward that will happen in heaven is what we call special responsibilities and special authorities. Matthew 19:28 and then Matthew 24 from verse 45 to 47. Now there are many crowns in heaven. How many of us have heard that there will be crowns in heaven? Have we heard about things like that? Yes, there are over 6 crowns mentioned in the Bible. One of the crowns is a crown of thorns. That is the one of Jesus Christ. And only Jesus. I think Mary Baxter, I've heard of 7 people, Solomon, 7 Colombian knew that saw Jesus Christ. Some of them said that Jesus appeared to them, he still has his crown of thorns on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people that went to, I've read some people that have gone to heaven, they said that when they saw Jesus Christ, some of them they saw him with his crown of thorns. Now that one is only Jesus Christ that will wear it. Another crown that will happen is what we call the incorruptible crown. 1 Corinthians 9:25 mentioned about that. Now, if you are safe, the Bible says you have that kind of crown. Your crown will be on your head, an incorruptible crown. Number 2 is what we call the crown of rejoicing. That is for those that are witnesses, people that witness. 1 Thessalonians 2:19, Philippians 4:1. Another one is the crown of life. Everybody in heaven will have this crown. Crown of life, because you are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 4 verse 10 and then Ephesians 2 verse 8. Once you are saved, you will have that crown of life. Number 5 is a crown of righteousness. Now, not everybody will have this. I don't know, or everybody will have this. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8. And then the final crown is a crown of glory. Now, the crown of glory is for those that are faithful. Now, I've mentioned about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 crowns that are available for believers. Now, the number of crown or the number of crowns that will be on your head will be based on your level. Hallelujah. But there is a crown that all of us will have. If you are safe, we will have that kind of crown. Hallelujah. Some, I remember when I was in Sunday school, they would say some people will have 7 crowns, some will have 5 crowns, and I've just studied now and I discover it's true. Some people will have some crowns that some will not have. If you are faithful and you enjoy and you do certain work, a level of crown will be committed to you, and then you'll be able to. So you must strive towards that kind of crown. Hallelujah. That will be what will measure our value and our worth in heaven. Your works will be tested. First of all, you are in the book of life. If you leave Christ, your name will be removed. And then other books that will be judged are the Bible and our book of remembrance. Our service that we are doing today, our fasting and praying. You know, yesterday I was meditating in the night after the service. I said, God, why do we have to fast for somebody that will go and sleep with ladies and fornicate and catch HIV? And we are here fasting to cast HIV from their body. I said, God, but why are we? Why is it like this? I don't know if you understand me now. Am I free to ask God that kind of question? Yes, because we are pastors. Man of God used to pray and fast. Is that not true? So, oh, we are here. We didn't do it though. We are in our room.
The guy went and did something and then contact. Well, we are fasting and then they are still saying we are not anointed. Hallelujah. We are fasting to kill people of sicknesses that they acquired and opened this. I said, God, why do we have to go through processes like this? Then God told me something. He said that was the same thing that Jesus did. He didn't sin. We were the one that communicated. He was in heaven. He was righteous. He came and died for us. I said, okay. He said that doing that is what we give us. That is why people will be rewarded in heaven. They suffer. They have passion for the passion of sins. That is talking about these crowns. Hallelujah. After studying my notes, I revised my notes. And then I was asking God, why do you have to go? He said that this is this kind of reward that will happen. People will be rewarded for this kind of thing. Those of us that have to study, have to go on all night, so to be able to host the presence of God, and somebody come and enter that presence and is safe, you will be rewarded for those kind of acts. Hallelujah. Just imagine, why will you have to suffer and fast, study and rehearse because of your concert, and then for the presence of God to come, and then somebody are just losing, living loose, and just come. You have to do that. Why? Because once those people are saved, you will be rewarded. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.